It's Fall Out Boy and Hold Me Tight or Don't on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 7:09 now on a Monday morning.
And 69 degrees to start the morning off.
And it's time for a closer look at Clear's community.
It's been a while since he's been in here.
I know.
Doug Jansen's with us. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing great.
Wonderful. Big event coming up.
Yes. Well, there is this week. A huge week. This week, right?
Something
going on in Columbus.
Just a little event there.
We'll actually be there, though, with our folks from our We Can Run, Walk, and Roll event.
Wonderful.
We have some bikers or trikers and walkers going to be in the parade at Columbus Days.
Awesome.
Again this year.
That is great.
Yeah, so that's kind of the fun part of our event,
mm-hmm.
Where, you know, the proceeds from the event, which is a 5K and 1 mile run, walk, or roll, we are able to purchase Amtrikes, which are adapted tricycles for kids and adults with disabilities, and it's really kind of a cool bike that has adaptations for different abilities, and they're out there participating along with everyone with fun, healthy activity.
Oh, that is wonderful. And I know you said it's so exciting when these kids receive these bikes.
Yeah, that's usually done in the spring then after our event. So our event is in October, and by springtime we're able to put together a list of folks that might qualify, families, and we fit them with the trikes and the smiles and the excitement from that when they actually get their trike, and the stories that we hear about them receiving them and riding them with their family and or friends and to school and things like that. That's always the best part.
And this is the 8th year of the We Can Run, Walk, and Roll. And how many Amtrikes have you raised funds for and given away over those 8 years?
So we are awaiting our shipment of the last set of them. Are about, I think about 7 or 8 of them will be delivered. And after that point, it'll be over 45.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That is so cool.
Oh, how awesome.
Yeah, you look back, that's it's been really fun, but it really adds up over the years.
Oh, exactly. What, you know, if you had to put a retail price on what one of these bikes average for, it's more than the bike that you can purchase at the bike store.
Yes. So these, the lowest price really is closer to $600 to $800, and they go up from there. $1,200, I think, is the highest we've seen just with the different adaptations. Of course, and actually, really for the first time in the last 7 years, there has been a price increase in the Amtrikes just this year. So, not terrible, but they did go up a little bit. And production is a little bit behind. So that's why we're waiting for this year's shipment. But they are very cost prohibitive.
Mm-hmm. And the neat thing is they are individually adapted for each person, so that whatever their need or ability is, it's going to be just what they need.
Yes, so they're, you know, very specialized handlebars, foot pedals and straps, and the seat has a lot of different supports that can be added. You can put a steering device on the back of it so that a parent or family member can help steer with a little handbrake as well. And so really a lot of adaptation to the individual. In fact, we've had a handful of kiddos that received them a few years ago bring them back and kind of advance to the next trike. It's sort of a trade-in type of thing.
Cool.
And so we can utilize the one that they are finished with, and they receive one that fits them for, you know, their growth and their abilities that may have changed over time.
So up to what age are you able to help them when it comes to receiving one of the bikes?
So all ages, really. We have actually fitted two adults with Amtrikes. And so really kids from, I'd say, you know, kind of elementary age-ish to high school and adults beyond that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're going to keep Doug here in the studio because we're going to talk about the event and how to sign up.
We'll have more Community Spotlight coming up after the break on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. That's Love and I Like Me Better on Clear 101 at 7:20 now on a Monday morning.
And 69 degrees to start your morning off.
And we're back with more Clear's Community.
And we're talking about We Can Run, Walk, and Roll. Doug Jansen is with us this morning. And so let's talk about this. How do we get signed up and when's the event?
Yeah, so the event is October 6th. It's Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And we'll get started there in Pawnee Park, right outside of Memorial Stadium. The course is all through the park. Beautiful place to have the run. Fairly flat. Goes throughout the park and back into the stadium. So usually an exciting atmosphere at the finish line. Riley's usually there. I think planning
yes.
to be there again.
Pretty cool, yes.
And so... lots of fun. Registration is open already. You can go to the hospital's website. We're directing a lot of the registration online, which is a very simple and easy way to do it. www.columbushosp.org. Right there on the front page there, you'll find a link to the event and then a link to the registration. You can pick up registrations at the YMCA, the Columbus Wellness Center, Rehab Services, and Wiggles and Giggles Therapy for Kids. All there at the Wellness Center, or online. I think there's a downloadable version of the registration as well. But registration open now for $20
wow.
per individual. So about mid-September, that goes up to $25, but still great value. You get a T-shirt. You get a chance for winning a prize in your age group categories. And you get a lunch as well as a registrant. So we have several free giveaways as well from some sponsors and a Fitbit drawing. So,
and this is for, we call it the we can Run, Walk, and Roll for a reason.
Yes. So this is for everyone of every ability, whether you've ever participated at all, want to walk a mile or walk 3.1 miles, which is the 5K distance. It's for competitive runners. We also have participants that are participating in their wheelchairs. We have some individuals that participate, and then we also have some teams that get together and support the participant in the wheelchair who inspires us all, gets out there and participates. Many of them, too, as they come to the finish line, will walk that remaining, you know, last part of the race and cross the finish line with everyone. So that's the fun part of the event as well.
It oh, is. Exactly.
And you always have your arch of triumph there, which is very cool.
Yeah, walking through the finish line, lots of folks cheering.
And there's a story behind this, Doug, as to why we do the run, walk, and roll.
Yeah, if we go way back, we were kind of inspired being in rehabilitation, both at the at Rehab Services and Wiggles and Giggles. The story of Dick and Rick Hoyt, so they have inspired millions, literally, from their participation in, started out with a 5K event when Ricky Hoyt was really young. He has cerebral palsy, and his dad pushed him in a jogging stroller type device, and it was Ricky's idea to participate. And after the event, he said, "You know, Dad, when we were out there, I felt like I didn't have a disability."
Mm-hmm.
He was participating right alongside. He felt like he was competing, and his father Dick says he's not out there for himself. He's out there for Ricky, and Ricky's the one who really inspires him mm-hmm. to do it. So.
It's just an awesome story.
And you've had people come back every year for this event.
Yeah, we have several that participated. Every year we always have new folks. So we're be excited to have a bunch of new folks sign up again this year and get out there and experience it on a Saturday morning in October. We have been very fortunate for 7 years now mm-hmm, to have mm-hmm. the weather come through for
yes,
us.
Exactly.
At a time of year when you're not sure. So.
Oh, definitely. That's for sure. But what a great opportunity to come on out. And you could do this as a family.
Yeah. Several of the groups, several families participate. And It is a fun day. We usually try to pick a day when there's not a Husker game coming up, you know, early
yeah.
afternoon. So you can come to the event. Usually we're finished by noon with all the awards and giveaways and everything else, and then have a great fall Saturday football day with your family.
Awesome. Doug, we want to thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you having me.
Oh, definitely.
That was Doug Jansen from Clovis Community Hospital Rehab. And stay tuned. We've got news coming up on Clear 101.